This is Lyrics Undercover Case number 353, The Unknown Soldier by The Doors.
Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. This is Brian Ibbett, thanking you for listening. And now, here's your host, Vincent Minucci.
If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite. This line from William Blake's The Marriage of Heaven and Hell inspired the title of Aldous Huxley's book, The Doors of Perception, which in turn inspired a young UCLA film school student named James Douglas Morrison to name the band he was forming with his then mere acquaintance Ray Manzarek, The Doors. And the rest, they say, is history. Although it is much more than that, because The Doors quite literally made history.
Wait until the war is over, and we're both a little older. The Unknown Soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read, television children fed, unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head, and it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all over for the unknown soldier.
Formed in 1965 in Venice Beach, California, the band, which after its initial six-track demo, widely circulated as a bootleg album, consisted of Jim Morrison, the enigmatic and often outrageous lead vocalist and frontman, Ray Manzarek, the organist whose sound defined the band, John Densmore, the drummer who knew Manzarek from meditation classes, and Robbie Krieger on guitars. Prior to Jim Morrison's death in 1971, at the age of 27, the band produced 8 albums, starting with their self-titled debut in 1967. All but one reached the top 10 on the Billboard 200 list and went platinum or better. By the close of 1971, it was reported that The Doors sold nearly 4.2 million albums and 7.8 million singles in the United States alone. With estimated total unit sales of 80 million, The Doors have sales figures among the likes of Coldplay, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Beyoncé. They were also the first American band to generate 8 consecutive gold and platinum albums. These stats are excellent among bands of any kind, but potentially more impressive from a group plagued by controversy, largely surrounding Jim Morrison's drug use and entirely unpredictable behavior in live performances, and one who was so bold in their statements and protestations of government, media, and war.
Make a grave for the unknown soldier, nestled in your hollow shoulder. The unknown soldier.
Yeah.
The Unknown Soldier is a track that holds a place on nearly all lists and playlists of the greatest anti-Vietnam conflict songs. The United States dove headlong into the conflict after the Gulf of Tonkin incident on August 2, 1964, after what was interpreted as an enemy fleet moving in to attack a U.S. Navy fleet was bombarded by an ammunition volley that lasted 4 hours. The nation was informed by President Lyndon Johnson interrupting all three networks of the attack and the military's intention to go to war in response. It was discovered after the seemingly unsinkable fleet was still visible on the Navy's radar screens after the 4-hour shelling that what was seen and what led to the command open fire was merely a glitch, a combination of factors largely attributed to weather and rough seas. The commander of the fleet who gave said order immediately contacted his superior, Commander Robert McNamara, and explained what had happened. For reasons unknown, McNamara decided not to relay this information to President Johnson. No matter what side you fall on, whether this incident was staged or merely an accident, it cannot be argued that this radar glitch did not have an immeasurable impact on the socio-political landscape of the United States. Rock and roll as we know it is largely attributed to the anti-war effort and the culture of protest in the American youth. Woodstock, arguably the most iconic concert event in history, was a response to the Vietnam conflict. The Unknown Soldier was a protest song with a very precise message. What was transpiring in Vietnam was being seen by families sitting at their breakfast table, watching the news while eating together. Children were being shown images of soldiers dying in battle, being shot on screen, being exposed to imagery and content that they never were before. The world was being made subject to the government propaganda machine in a mass media way that had never occurred previously. All because of a man shouting an order to open fire on a radar screen glitch. That man was Rear Admiral George Stephen Morrison, commander of the U.S. Naval Forces in the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. He was the father of Doors frontman Jim Morrison.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. Mara Makel-Mendez is our head writer, and Vincent Minucci is writer and host. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @Coverville, @Scully, and @RylandDune. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.